Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And I'm just going to go straight to your phone calls and thoughts, because it's Free Talk Live and you can bring up whatever is on your mind, and that's the point of our show. And Olu Axelman, you're on with us. What's on your mind, Olu?
Hi, guys. It's great to hear you. Bonnie, you're doing a wonderful job as the host. And someone called in, I think, 2 or 3 days ago and said they're conservative or somewhat libertarian or becoming libertarian, and they wanted to know why so many libertarians and voluntarists condemn the U.S. Constitution. And I wanted to tell him that I wrote a book about that. It's a short book, super-duper easy read. Even someone like Joe Biden could read it, probably. And it's
probably not.
Called How Amazing is the U.S. Constitution? It's super short, cheap on Amazon as a paperback and ebook, and it explains the major reasons why, if you support liberty, you should absolutely condemn the U.S. Constitution. And it'll teach a lot of people, even voluntarists, will teach them some new stuff. And I'm thinking about trying to do the audiobook myself, possibly, because it's short. So it's up on Amazon, and I hope this person finds it and reads it.
That's awesome.
I know. I wish I remembered who the caller was.
It was David from New Mexico, I think.
It wasn't David from New Mexico.
Sunday.
It was on the Sunday show. It was a guy named Paul, I believe.
Oh.
See, I had a feeling Riley would know.
Yeah, I listen to the shows every day.
He usually remembers stuff, too.
On, about, like, I think it was a week ago, I was on with Ian and Nikki and me. I think that was last Wednesday.
Yeah, it should have been.
David from New Mexico asked basically the same thing. He was, like, condemning libertarians for not caring enough about the Constitution. And in that show, I accidentally misquoted Lysander Spooner. I think I have it down now. The Constitution, be it one thing or another, has either allowed the tyranny that we have now?
Yes.
Or has been powerless to prevent it?
Yes.
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
Now I remember this.
And those might not be the exact words, but it's got the point across a lot better than I butchered it the other day. Anything else, Olu?
Well, I just want to know if anyone has heard from Ian and if they know where he is and if he's okay and where he's going
to
be.
So, yeah, anyone can write to Ian at this point. He is at the jail in Boscawen, New Hampshire, which is called the Merrimack County Jail. And you don't need I asked him this today. You don't need a prisoner number. You just need to write Ian Freeman and the address to it, the thing. Don't write with crayon or colored pencil, I don't think, but definitely not crayon. And I don't know. I can't remember any of the other things that you have to remember to get your letter
but
not
I'm sure
rejected.
If you look up they usually have rules on the BOP websites for, like, each location. And it's typically like, yeah, if you're just writing a letter, like, typed or in pen, that's usually okay.
Right. Don't try to send them any things. You can't send them things. And the book situation is complicated, if I remember, and I don't remember how to do it yet. So we'll have that up on some website at some point. But you can right now.
How long is he going to be there? Because they're putting him in a federal facility eventually.
Right. So we have no idea, but today he was speculating. He's like, I'm sure they're keeping me here till at least the restitution hearing is.
Okay.
Since that restitution hearing is going to be in Concord soon.
And he has to go to that.
Right. He has to physically go. And we don't know when that's going to be either.
Okay.
So, I've talked to him multiple times since he's been in jail. I talked to him for like 3 hours the first day because they kind of like left him in booking and just like kind of, I don't know, forgot about him or didn't care what he's doing. So that was really nice. And then yesterday I only talked to him for 1 minute because he doesn't have like his time all by himself anymore. He had to wait for other people to get off the phone. And he got on the phone with me really quick and then he's like, they're telling me to lock up on me. So he had to go. And that was so sad. And then today I talked to him for probably like 30 minutes and I was so happy after that. I don't remember exactly what your question was. Like, is he
awesome.
Okay?
Well, the only other thing I would say is please do not hesitate to ask the Axelmans if there's anything we could do for you or Ian or Free Talk Live or anything.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Your wife also texted me the same thing, and I just really appreciate it. I really love her. And you.
Awesome. Yeah, love you
and
guys.
And Abel.
Have a nice, keep up the good work.
Yes, and Abel.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your call, Alu. So... before the break, we were reading Ian's allocution.
By the end of the show, we're going to learn how to pronounce
right.
that word.
I keep wanting to say alu, and then I was talking to him.
Yeah.
So it's allocution.
Before we go on with Ian's letter, I just want to mention that, you know, I really love the Liberty community here. They're really, really helpful. They're coming together, and it's really nice to see you.
I
absolutely
agree.
Riley, didn't you want to say something?
I do, but I want to get through Ian's
okay.
speech first.
Yeah.
So I think we can finish it this segment. It's not very much is left. So we read about the real shocking revelation in this testimony was how Patrick Brown never got any questions from the FBI about the $900,000 he lost, only the, I think, $100,000 that he lost that he sent to Ian. So the $900,000 went to some scammer. They don't care. They just want to get to Ian. In many such cases in all of these victim statements and testimonies. So moving on, now I'm actually going to be quoting Ian's allocution. I hope you will consider this very carefully in your sentence. The fact that the FBI had zero interest in catching or investigating the scammers themselves reveals the truth about this case. It was brought in bad faith. Another example of this is when the FBI first approached my ex-girlfriend, Renee, and her then-fiancé, Andy, in 2018 to question them about working with me selling Bitcoin. They already could have brought charges for money transmission and perhaps some others, but they did not. In fact, since they didn't charge Renee, Andy, or me at the time, we figured it was more proof that we weren't doing anything illegal and they were just on a fishing expedition hoping to find something. If you'll recall, I was operating on my attorney Seth Hipple's guidance letter explaining why what we were doing did not require a money transmitter license at either the state or federal level. Throughout the case, they have acted as though this prosecution was about saving elderly victims from scammers, but if that were true, why not arrest me in 2018? Why did they wait 3 more years? They kept spending taxpayer dollars on investigating me with 24-hour-a-day surveillance and letting me continue to sell Bitcoin to many hundreds more people. If this was about enforcing the law, they'd have arrested me in 2018. They also don't actually care about the scam victims. That's why they never asked Patrick Brown or Carlos Sino anything about their scammers. They wanted to arrest a high-visibility Bitcoin advocate and seller and use the maximum amount of force and intensity to take me down to show everyone what happens when you don't ask their permission to sell Bitcoin. However, the idea that a government license matters in regards to stopping scammers is disingenuous. We learned through the witness testimony that every single one of these scam victims first went to their bank and authorized the bank tellers to send out hundreds of thousands of dollars via wire transfer in order to buy Bitcoin for their scammers. It didn't matter that the banks are registered money transmitters. They sent away these people's life savings. My Know Your Customer procedures were even more in-depth than the bankers, but the scam victims lied to me like they lied to the bankers. What did it matter if the banks filled out a CAR or CTR on the transfer? They still sent the wires because in the end, you do what the customer wants after you've done your best to alert them to possible scams. It wasn't the SARs, suspicious activity reports, or CTRs, don't know what that stands for, that alerted the FBI to the victims who testified in this case. It was my own KYC files from my laptop. Based on what I saw in discovery, the FBI had zero awareness of most of the scam victims until they started contacting the people they found in my files. The government estimates that The scam victims lost several million dollars to their scammers via buying Bitcoin from me. However, that number is the total number they lost to the scammer. An average of about 10 to 15% went to me and my friends. The rest of it is in the scammer's possession. Though the prosecution likes to bring up the 21% number, that was only for first-time buyers, and 21% he means 21% fee on purchases. That was only for first-time buyers because they were the highest risk, and I subjected them to in-depth KYC requirements. Most of the regular buyers that turned out to be victims were at 10% commission because, to me, they were satisfied, good, regular buyers. As we learned at trial, Carlesino lost $100,000 of her own money early on in her several-year-long relationship with her scammer, and then she began assisting him by receiving funds from his other victims years before opening her first trades with me. So in some of the victims' cases, they weren't even sending their own money, making it hard to know their personal loss via trades with me, if any at all. Though they are now saying I'm a flight risk, the prosecution previously went from saying I was a threat to the community to have me wrongfully denied bail for 69 days all the way to consenting to dropping location monitoring and computer monitoring prior to trial. It's clear I'm not a threat to anyone, and I can obey various restrictions, including home incarceration, without being a burden on the probation department. I've already lived under pre- and post-trial restrictions over the 2 years, in addition to the 69 days I spent behind bars. If I have to go back to a cell as part of the sentence, my radio show and over 170 AM and FM radio stations will be unnecessarily harmed. My co-hosts will do their best to keep things going in my absence, but no one knows the studio equipment like I do. A prison sentence may be the death of my... Maybe the death sentence for my 20-year-old radio program. I also have a wife, Bonnie, who I love very much, and my absence would harm her greatly. While I have my criticisms of the justice system in this country, I know it is made of individuals, and throughout this process, you have shown yourself to be thoughtful, fair, and willing to change your mind. Thank you for that. And that's the end, but I want to go to Mr. Hathaway on the phone with us before we say our final statements about that. I just want to get the callers in. So, Mr. Hathaway, you're on there.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
And Nikki and Riley.
Hi.
Yeah, it was such a pleasure to be out there and to meet all you guys and all the that I've known, you know, over the radio but not in person to meet, you know, Matt and Mark, Nikki.
It was a pleasure to meet you, too, and have a law officer who actually understands that Ian is not a criminal.
Yes.
Testify or testifying at the witness hearing.
Yeah, I really did appreciate that. Rather.
And I don't know if you noticed, Bonnie, that I did send you my testimony today on an email, I think about an hour ago. So all, you know, my notes of
that's awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I definitely am going to get that to Chris Wade, Mr. Penguin. He's putting together a video where he has somebody reading everybody's statements in it. I would love to have yours. So thank you for that.
Okay, very good. Yeah, do whatever you want with it if you want to put it up on the Free Talk Live website or anything else you want. But anyway, we're so happy to be there. Karen, you made her feel better. She was getting sad during the sentencing hearing, and then you cheered her up. And then later on that night, we listened to the show while we were at the airport in Boston. And that made us feel better, too. You talked about how even sad things like this that can help you have perspective and have compassion for things that other people are going through. So, I mean, that show, it wasn't last night. It was the night before that. It kind of it helped us to feel better that, you know, look, you know, Ian's still alive, you know, that this isn't a death sentence, and we can use this to have to learn to have empathy for people that are going through hard things. But anyway, I just want to call in and say it was great to meet all you guys. I enjoyed the 420, the thing at the Jamaican restaurant, being on the studio with Ian and the captain, and with you, Bonnie, and Karen had a good time too. But that's all I had to say. Just enjoying the show.
Thank you so much,
David.
And it was so great to meet you and Karen as well. And they're just such nice people.
They are
unbelievably
they're good
nice.
People.
Thank you so much for your call. So, yeah, that was the whole allocution. So, Riley, you said you had something you wanted to say?
I do. So, I've been listening to talk radio pretty much all of my life. I grew up with it. My parents had it on, and I listened to people like Rush Limbaugh. I listen to people like Art Bell, who hosted Coast to Coast late at night and did fun topics like UFOs and things like that. So that's how my curiosity began to blossom with, you know, psychedelics and things like that, and the strange and unusual, and talk radio in general. I actually had an opportunity to be on a talk radio show when I was 11 in a local station for an hour and talked about what it was like being blind and things like that. And so I still have this love of radio and this love of broadcasting, and I still have this love of getting my voice out there. And this is why I love being on Free Talk Live. This is why I've done my own podcast, and I love broadcasting because it gives me a chance to speak and have a way to communicate with other people. But in 2015, I started listening to Free Talk Live more regularly, and Ian's voice was the most common voice on the air at the time. And, you know, I thought he was an interesting character. He defied the government, and I started to really like how much he defied the government, because to me, that's just something that not many people do. I mean, I hear about Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and these big talk show hosts talking about how bad the government is and we just got to vote for the right people. But yeah, Ian Freeman isn't like that. He's not like this type of person to say, hey, we got to vote for other people to hopefully fix our problem. He's like, well, here's the problem. This is the solution. Let's take a speeding ticket or a traffic ticket to trial. Let's fight it out in their court systems. Let's stand up for secession. Let's do all these different things rather than beg a politician for help. And then when I started doing the Free Talk Live Daily Digest in 2016, it's then that I really got to know Ian and his voice and the way he acts. And in 2018, I came to New Hampshire for the first time and was on Free Talk Live on August 10th. I want to say 10th. I don't remember, but I was in with the studio with Daryl W. Perry, who used to be on the show, and Ian, and we had a good time. I loved it. I loved being on the show. Ian was very generous. I've actually had an opportunity to interview Ian on my podcast. I don't remember what episode number it was, but, you know, he's a generous man, and, you know, he's been willing to have me be in studio as a co-host. And that's been really nice of him. And I know he doesn't like a lot of praise. And he's like, oh, you know, you do a good job. You do good things. And that's why I have you on the show. And I really appreciate that. I also appreciate Mark, who's also been a really good help in helping me get audio production work and things like that. And I've really enjoyed having Ian as an influence in my life. And this is why I came to New Hampshire. This is why I chose to move here. Not because Ian said, hey, you should move to New Hampshire, but because if Ian can inspire people to follow principle, then obviously I can move here and learn to apply the principles that I've learned. And I came here knowing full well that Ian might be put in a cage, most likely. And so I'm here because I want to apply the principles of liberty in my own personal life and live in such a way that others can see my example and say, hey, you know, if he can live free, I can live free too. And I think freedom is extremely important for everyone listening because we are living in a time when freedom isn't loved anymore. People want to control other people's speech. People want to live in a world where they want to feel safe all the time. And, you know, sometimes you're going to get offended. And it's okay to walk away and not engage in being offended and not demand that a government step in and stop you from being offended. You know, sometimes when you get offended, you just need to leave.
Can I ask you, Riley?
Sure.
What's some of the, like, just quick descriptions of some of the values, libertarian values that Ian has inspired you to come here and live?
I think the biggest one that I can think of right now off the top of my head is peace. I've heard him talk many times on the show about living a life of peace and living in such a way that, you know, yeah, we have a violent gang of thugs out there calling themselves government that we could be like, you know, we should storm D.C. and take it over. But Ian's like, no, we need to do something different. We need to be peaceful people. We need to show that peaceful noncompliance is the way to go. And, you know, it's easy for the police and the military to step in and stop a violent act of revolution or whatever.
Right.
But when people peacefully non-comply, it's not a good look. It's not a good look if Gandhi or someone like him gets tackled by the police for just being peaceful. And I think Gandhi and Ian Freeman, I don't know if Ian would say he's like Gandhi, but in a way he kind of is, in the sense that he is a peaceful man. He's never been violent that I know of.
I think he's better than Gandhi.
You think so?
Yeah, I've read some, not the whole thing, but a bio about Gandhi. I don't know, I think Ian's better.
Huh. Well, you might have some biases there. But, you know, to me, just living peacefully and living free in such a way that you don't harm others by living free and taking responsibility, personal responsibility for your actions is just a few things that Ian has taught by example.
I think that's a great thing to point out, is that you don't have to hurt other people to be free. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I think a lot of statists have this, like they think freedom means that you have to, like, trample on others to achieve that freedom for yourself. And that is not what it's about at all.
Right. No.
And, you know, and speaking specifically to Ian, like, that's something that he always advocated for, is, like, not just, like, you know, I don't just want freedom for myself, but for, like, everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
he wants freedom for everybody living here.
Absolutely.
He wants to be free, and he wants everyone else to be free.
And I think that is perfectly painted, you know, in like, him being willing to, like, take this to trial and risk, you know, he probably could have taken a plea deal where he didn't have to go to, you know, like, that maybe could have been on the table, but who knows, because he was willing to take this all the way because he knew that this case could create more freedom for other people. Like, it was more about the big picture. So he was almost willing to sacrifice himself and his, like, immediate freedom to be able to, like, big picture, create more freedom for other people. And I think it's also really important to recognize that true freedom comes from within. Like, to me, freedom is a very spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And you can still be free living in a cage. I know that sounds like a major contradiction.
Yeah.
But I believe it.
It's all about how you approach it from your mind. Like, Ian.
Absolutely.
Ian doesn't seem like a man with a guilty conscience to me.
No.
Right. If Ian does anything that's remotely harmful to someone, he will, like, call them up and apologize. Like, there was this time that he threw something out the window, I think is what happened. I could be telling the story a little wrong, because it's been, like, years since he told me this. Way before I met him, like, 10 years ago, he threw something out a window, and it hit someone's car. It was an accident. And then the guy kind of was, like, annoyed by it, but he's like, it's whatever, whatever, dude. And he's like, oh, he doesn't care. And then he got to thinking about it 10 years later, and he felt so bad. He called him and asked if he could, like, pay him any money, told me sorry. And the guy was just like, no, dude, thanks so much for the call. Like, I appreciate that. You don't need to give me anything. You know, that's the type of person he is. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The hunt is underway for a new Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana announced their bids today. Additionally, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is a potential contender.
Starbucks is closing 7 locations in downtown San Francisco with no specific reason.
The company is closing stores in the Financial District, SoMa, and the Union Square areas on October 22nd. On Monday, Jessica Borton, the company's regional vice president for Northern California, said the closures come after evaluating the company's store portfolio, which it does every year.
That's Deanna Kodiak. Former President Trump was in New York City for day 3 of his civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The AG is seeking $250 million in fines and a ban on Trump's company doing business in New York. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
You can use that phone number to call in about whatever's on your mind in the next little under 30 minutes. And it doesn't matter if it's on topic, whatever's on your mind that you want to bring up on the radio. 603-283-6160. But first, I want to tell you about Dash. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. Bitrefill.com has been accepting Dash for years and has a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Plus, many of their gift cards are available at a discount. What about paying your bills? Spritz.finance can do that, and they can send dollars to your bank account in case you still need those for some reason. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. Dash.org. I'd also like to thank an amplifier tonight. I'd like to thank Dodger, who's a gold-level amplifier. And being an amplifier means that he contributes monetarily to this program to help get us on more radio stations and just everything else that it takes to keep this show going. You can learn more at amps, A-M-P-S, so amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you again, Dodger. I'm going to go right to the phones. We have an unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello. We hear you.
Hi. This is Dagwood. I called in quite a while ago. About
what's your
HOA.
Name? Dagwood, I think he said.
Dagwood from Montana.
Okay. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling back to let, I think Nikki was there with Captain Kickass, and I think Ian was there as well, but I had an issue where they were trying to make me get rid of my animals.
Yes.
Yes. HOA and all that.
So, yeah, how is that turning out? Yes, yes, I was there. I remember this.
I became the president of the HOA.
No way!
Things have changed, so yes.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Congratulations. No way.
Yeah, all the other tenants did not like what was going on, and ever since I spoke up, everything's changed, so it turned out for the better.
What kind of animals were they trying to get you to get rid of?
Cat.
So, yeah, if you want, just, like, very briefly, you know, give us a brief overview.
I wasn't on the show, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't know the story. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, so just real quick.
I live in a condominium area, and the HOA was trying to get away with all animals. No animals allowed in the building whatsoever.
Hmm.
Well, in that case, it's my wife. She has an animal. I call it, what is it, a service animal or a therapeutical animal, that's what it was. And they tried to say that you had to get rid of it and all this other stuff. And I'm like, there's no way that they can do that. Well, they tried taking us to court and everything else. And we won the case. Everything went good. And needless to say, they're selling, they're moving, and it's a better place.
Wow. I'm actually very surprised that that was the turnout for that.
Well,
but
that's
yeah, that's amazing.
Good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for that outcome. I thought it was going to be something totally different, but it played, the system actually played in our favor for once.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if you were listening to the show, you know, like the last time you called in when you originally told us the story. I think Gigi called in after you and gave some sort of advice. So I don't know if you heard that or were able to get her advice.
Yes, I did, actually, and that was part of what helped out. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
I think it was Captain Kickass that says, well, because I told him I didn't want nothing to do with the HOA and all this other stuff. And he goes, well, that's the problem with the system.
Yeah.
If you don't want nothing to do with it, don't do nothing. Well, I did something, and it turned out for a better thing. So
good.
Nice.
I don't know where he's at, but I wanted to thank
him. He just walked in the room when you said his name. I'm not even joking. He just put his headphones on.
Yeah.
You wanted to thank him, you said?
Yes, I want to thank Captain Kickass for giving me the initiative to actually go forward and becoming president of the HOA. So thank you for that, Captain Kickass.
Thank you so much for the call.
That's awesome. No, I was glad to get the update. So just really quick, that was Dagwood calling back about the HOA, and they were trying to get him to get rid of his cat. So now he's the president of the HOA. And, yeah, so success.
Success,
yep. That's awesome.
Thank you for your call. That's always fun to have somebody called in with a story. A lot of times people don't update us.
Yeah, I know. And I, like, sometimes, like, randomly, you know, I'll just be, like, doing whatever. And I'm like, I wonder how that random caller's doing that told us about, you know, this thing that they're going through. So,
yeah.
No, it is nice to have, like, you know, an update.
And a happy ending.
Yeah, that was great.
So, congratulations, Dagwood. And now, going on to the next caller, David from New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
I love happy endings. They're great. And, talk radio, you control, so I'm calling to troll. And what's all this talking smack about Dr. Butt that I heard here in this last hour?
Because I said something about the Constitution, I wasn't smack at that point.
Oh, so you're dissing me then?
No, I'm not dissing you. I'm not dogging on you, bro.
Oh, all right, bro. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
So what I was calling about originally, which I want to get to about, you had a caller, Ted Libre.
Yeah. Good caller.
Yeah, brother to Nacho Libre. I got.
No, I think it's a cousin.
Cousins?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's like on the res out here when a dude is trying to hook up with some hot-looking Indian chick. One of their pickup lines is, hey, you want some cousin? Because they're all related. They're all cousins, so that's a joke. Hey! And then if you make fun of... That's messed up, huh? No. If you make fun of Indians, you're not really making fun. You're having fun with them, so you say, hey, after or before at any point, and they know you're joking. That's ancient or old Indian trick.
Hmm.
So the Constitution, two things. Or maybe there's three, but number one, you talk about the government, and at least Riley said the people calling themselves government. So this is about the Constitution, remember. Number one, the so-called government that you have right now is actually not your government. They're fake. They're imposters because they don't follow the highest law of the land, to put it super simply. There's 1,000 points of evidence. They're organized crime that have taken the place of your legitimate government. If you had a legitimate government in there, you wouldn't have these problems, or you wouldn't have near these problems. And number two, let's talk about Lysander Spooner. I'm gonna school Lysander Spooner. He's probably dead, so he probably can't hear me.
Wow.
But I'm gonna school him anyway. Why don't you say that Lysander Spooner quote again, Bonnie?
Okay, I'm definitely still paraphrasing it. I know that he used some kind of more antiquated words than this, but basically he said, the Constitution, be it one thing or another, has either allowed the tyranny that we have today, or it was powerless to defend us from it.
Okay, so Lysander Spooner, this is why you're wrong. Okay, let me paraphrase George W. Bush for a second. The Constitution is just a GD piece of paper.
That's exactly what you said.
Pardon?
Well, sorry. Continue. But I was saying that's exactly what Lysander Spooner is saying.
That you're exactly correct.
Okay.
But now if you combine what Lysander Spooner said with what the president of the fake government, George W. Bush, said, the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. So if you say to the GD piece of paper, stop doing this and do this over here instead, what's the GD piece of paper going to do?
Lay there.
Right, because it's a GD piece of paper. That's why it says in the GD pieces of paper, we the people. We the people, you the people, have to actually do it. You have to enforce what was in the highest law of the land. And if you don't do that, then you get what you want. So Lysander Spooner, his point is wrong because the GD piece of paper can't do anything. You got to do it. And if you don't do it, then you get what you got. And if you do it, then you get something else, which is probably closer to what you want. Okay? Now, last point is going back to Ted. Ted said what I've been repeating from time to time for the last 15 years, and nobody gives a damn about me because I'm not a likable person. But I called your program 15 years ago. Pardon?
I said, at least he's honest.
Right. Okay, there you go. Thanks for helping to make my point.
Yeah.
Bonnie, nobody cares. Who cares about Ian Freeman, Bonnie? Does anybody care?
Yeah, like everybody.
Yeah, lots of people do.
Okay, like everybody. But he's going to prison, isn't he?
Okay, I wasn't making fun of you that nobody cares about you. I was laughing about the way you said it.
Please. Follow my train of thought.
You completely ditched your train of thought.
No, I didn't. Ian is going to prison. Is that correct?
Yep.
He's in prison.
Okay. But everybody loves him. But he's going to prison.
Minus the government.
But everybody loves him, minus the government, but he's still going to prison.
Yeah, the people that put people in prison.
Right. So here's the problem. I've invoked many times, what's his name? Pastor Martin Niemöller. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, he said first they came from the Nazis, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't have
to be. No, he first said
it doesn't have to be.
First they came for the trade unionists. He didn't say anything about Nazis.
Oh, that's what they've been saying in the context of Chris Cantwell. So, yeah. Okay, but yes, I know who you're talking about. First they came for these people, then they came for this group of people, and I said nothing. Then they came for me, and there was no one else to say anything.
Right. And it doesn't matter the groups that he's talking about. He used them, for example, the trade unionists, the communists, the Jews. And when he did his speaking tours, He also added in this group and that group and the other group. And the point is, it doesn't matter what the group is. The point that he was trying to illustrate is that going back historically, if you didn't help the people that you don't like, they didn't like the trade unionists. They didn't like the communists. They didn't like the Jews. They didn't care. They weren't one of them. So they didn't help them. And then when they came for me, there was nobody left to help him. So what I'm telling you is back to Bonnie Snicker, I'm not a likable person. And that's why you didn't help me, or part of the reason why you didn't help me. Okay, but...
I never had an opportunity to help you, David.
If you... Pardon?
I never had an opportunity to help you. You're just talking generally to the public?
I'm not talking, but you mean everybody, all of society. And I don't really matter. It's the doctrine, the concept that matters, is the people that you don't like, you don't help. And then it finally gets around, the so-called government finally gets around to bashing down your door. And if possibly everybody would have stood up for all those people that came before that you don't particularly like, Ian might not be in prison. That's the point.
I mean, maybe, but how would we, actually know that. But I do kind of agree.
I agree.
Point
right. So
where
that's the thing. He does this thing where he's talking to us like we wouldn't agree with what he says, and we would agree. He does this almost every single call.
You know, like, I agree, and I disagree.
And I've
like,
said this
I agree
probably
to...
probably on mute right now, right?
So I hear you.
No, you're still on the air.
Oh,
it's just other people can talk.
Okay, anyways, I was going to say that, you know, I agree... to a certain extent where it's like, okay, if you share a common enemy, like, yeah, we're friends now, until the enemy is defeated, and then we're enemies again, right? To a certain extent, I agree with that, but...
But then, wait a minute, let me interrupt you, because that's not what Pastor Martin Niemöller was saying. He wasn't saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's not what he was saying. Not at all. That's a completely different concept.
So what was he saying?
He was saying exactly what he did say, and what he said, once again, is that they came after these people that I didn't particularly care about, and they came after these people that I didn't particularly care about, and they came after these,
but,
and then, finally, they came after me, and those people were not available to help
so
me.
So, the sentiment of that is, you know, what I said was, like, if we share a common enemy, then we should band together and defeat the enemy.
I agree, Nikki.
That's kind of like the sentiment of what it is.
Yeah,
it's kind of just, like,
she's
a,
just putting
almost a, like a paraphrase.
Yeah, her own interpretation, it means basically the same thing. But I also agree, David, that there's, like, another point in it saying it's just the principle of standing up for people who shouldn't be being hurt by tyrants. It doesn't matter if they're... your friend or your enemy, it's just the principle you should always stand up for them, and then if people always did that, then nobody would be being hurt. Like, but the thing is, Ian's pretty low on the list if you think about it, because, like, you're joking around, we're joking around, saying everybody likes Ian. Lots of people hate Ian. So
yeah, that's actually...
Even in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, people are celebrating him going to jail. People are happy that we're suffering. Like, lots of people. Especially, like, all of the news agencies... that have covered this at all, almost. So I think that it's more, he's lower on the list. Like, people are celebrating, and some people, not everyone, are happy that Ian's going to prison, because they're not considering that maybe in the future their company is selling VPNs, or, you know, just their company doing whatever might get in trouble for whatever they want to do. And I say this all the time, David. And,
right.
Yeah, I say this all the time about different things.
You're now invoking Niemöller.
Yeah, I've never disagreed with that, so I don't really know. I don't really know why you try to make it sound like I disagreed with you on that, because I say this type of thing all the time. Like, I became a libertarian. A huge part of it was because of the fact that cops came and ruined a huge chunk of my life trying to bring charges against me, and it wasn't until that happened to me that I realized how bad they were. Like, I started looking up, like, I was just like, I can't believe this can happen. Like, I can't believe this is going to happen. I looked up things online. I was like, whoa, they do this kind of thing all the time. I would have never known. I would have never cared. Before that, I just thought of the cops as oh, you need cops because if everything was legal, we would have criminals, blah, blah, blah. Like, the obvious, like, right-winger, like, I never was like, I love cops. I just thought of them as a necessity, like, a force of nature. You need them or else the world will go to crap. And it wasn't until they came after me that it brought, it's kind of the same idea. It's not exactly what Niemöller is saying, but I'm always bringing this up. That people don't care about what's happening to me and Ian. They have, like, not zero people, but if you're looking at the whole country, almost zero people, it feels like.
And a lot of people think, like, oh, well, that wouldn't happen to me.
Right.
You know, oh, well, he must have done something wrong.
Right.
Or, you know, if he just towed the line a little bit more. Like, people rationalize this stuff in their head because it's uncomfortable to confront the fact that, you know, the government in the country that you live in, or the people calling themselves the government and those
right.
that work under them, are trying to kill you and ruin your life.
Right.
Like, that's a very dramatic way of putting it, but that's kind of, like we were just talking about, you know, police brutality and stuff like that. Yeah, any one of us could get, you know, shot by a cop right now at a traffic stop or whatever.
Right.
You know, like, they are literally actively trying to ruin our lives, take away our freedoms, and maybe even kill us.
And the few people that would just never happen to, I'm sorry, you have compliant citizen privilege. It's not that...
But never say never, because even those people who are back the blue, whatever, it could happen to them, too. Even
Absolutely.
If you're, you know, in the military, even if you're a cop yourself, you never know.
Yep. Anything else, David?
Yeah, so I just two things. One, I'll say in your... narration there, you reinforced my point that you were talking about Ian and that a lot of people don't care and are actually happy. And that point, I won't rehash everything you said, that reinforces the point that I made earlier because, like I said, I can empathize. I was in that same position, okay, and now somebody else is.
Yep.
And the second point is that I would recommend focusing less on the police because the only policy and the only law that they make is what they make with their, with the narrow scope of what they call their discretion. It's the people that employ them that enable them to do negative things that you don't care for. And so I see the police more as a symptom than the cause. The cause is the organized crime syndicate that has displaced the legitimate government of the people and convinced you that they are your legitimate government, and they're not. Because they, and why? Because they don't follow the law. You can't be legitimate government if you don't follow the law. And lastly is I know that you don't care for the founding documents but two things on that. One, I'll say it again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If we people actually enforced what it says in those documents, you'd be halfway to where you want to be. Also, the Constitution does provide for a way to change it. And I know that system, that process is flawed as well. But being halfway to where you would like to be is much better than where you are now.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, David. I just, to answer, I don't know if he's still listening. I didn't put him on hold. I dropped him. But the reason that I put so much emphasis on the cops is not only because I'm a direct victim of the cops in many different ways and circumstances in my life, but because of the fact that people deal with them, some people, daily throughout their lives. That's something that's tangible to people that they can see. People don't think about it because they're busy being entertained and eating Cheetos on the couch watching TV, but if I can try to get people to think about the fact that when they're just driving down the street, they could, you know, get stopped at a traffic stop, and even if not shot, but wronged by a cop by wasting their time being, like, wrongfully imprisoned for a little bit by a guy with a gun standing there wasting their time, bringing a ticket against them. Well, people can see that. People can look at that and see it's wrong. But the politicians are so far away from the average person. It's just like an idea. Like, you're thinking of demigods.
Yeah, it's this whole myth of we are the government. No, we are not the government. There's
right.
this other class of people who are the people calling themselves government. And the We the People statement, in my mind, isn't we the people of the United States. It's we the upper class, politically connected people right. are writing this document.
And they wrote, yeah, the people who wrote the document. I didn't write we on there. I wasn't alive.
I wasn't alive. I wasn't around. I wasn't allowed to.
And the other thing about it is I actually am not as hateful about the Constitution as some people. I think that the thing is, it was a good idea, and it got tried, and it failed because David always goes back to this idea of if we just get everyone to do blank,
but
you
like
can't do that.
You can't. No, right. And that's the thing, and it's like half the people don't even want to. So we have like half the people are too lazy, and then the other half just don't want to. They like the system that they live in because they are blind, and they don't realize what is really happening. They feel safe. It's familiar. They have what is it called? The Stockholm Syndrome, you know? It's like, he's abusing me, but he pays my rent, and he feeds me, and he buys me drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It's really not that bad, and, like, I don't know what I would do without him, and I can't really do better. That's what it is,
People need to realize that government systems like the one we have now are designed to fail. They're designed to become more tyrannical over time. And you can't get back to the Constitution, you can't do this, and you can't do that to save the government. It's not our responsibility to save the government. It's our responsibility as people to stand up and preserve our personal liberties and lay down our lives in defense of those personal liberties so that others around us can live free as well. And I don't mean lay down your life and death necessarily, but I think sacrificing your time, giving up your talents, and saying, this is freedom. This is what this looks like to me. I want you to have the same freedom I do.
Well, well said, both of you guys. Basically, the other thing about it is that if I just don't want to live under that system, well, what do I do then? David's saying I'm we, and David wants to force me to be part of his same system. I just don't want to.
Well, and when people say, like, oh, just leave. Oh, if you don't like it here, then just leave. It's like, okay, leave and go where?
Everywhere else has their form of the, Constitution, cops,
and
laws.
And this is why secession is so important. We have an opportunity to say we want to divorce from this union.
Yep. This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for listening. Please share with your friends and like it wherever you're listening to. Thanks so much. Peace.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.